167 Alaskans signed up to testify before the Senate State Affairs Committee last Thursday. 30 Sitkins waited at the local legislative information office for their turn to speak to the committee about SB 23 and SB 24, two bills that would authorize a full permanent fund dividend and back payments of portions of the dividend that were cut by the legislature and vetoed by Governor Bill Walker during his administration. During the two-hour meeting, testimony was limited to 1 minute per person, but only 22 Sitkins were able to speak before the committee chair ended the meeting shortly after 8 p.m. Those who spoke were opposed to the Senate bills, concerned that big PFDs come with other costs. Larry Calvin called the PFD promise a bribe.
Why is our governor wanting to clean up the swamp? Those swampy things like education, ferries, swimming pools, and towns. He's doing this because he and his financial well-off associates don't want state income tax. Why are they so eager to increase the permanent fund dividend? That is a bribe. That buys the vote of the many dearly needing the dividend.
Sitkin Amy Sweeney said she didn't want a bigger PFD, or any at all, if it came at the expense of government services.
I am willing to give up my entire PFD and pay state income tax in order to make money available for government services we all need.
Sitkin Sue Littman voiced her concern about a big PFD payout happening in conjunction with cuts to public education, 25% cut to K-12 funding and a 41% cut to state funding of the university system under Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget.
It is sometimes nice to receive free money. However, this is not one of those times. The money to fund these additional permanent fund dividends will come at great expense to all public schools in the state of Alaska.
Donald Westland in Ketchikan said he opposed both bills, knowing he and others in coastal Alaska would be impacted by cuts to the state ferry system.
I wish there was some way of me able to take and pick and click and put my permanent fund to the ferry system so that I have a ferry system. I live in Ketchikan, Alaska, and it is my highway.
But not everyone was in favor of foregoing the PFD for state services. On Wednesday, Governor Dunleavy tweeted a video asking people to call in and show their support for SB 23 and 24.
If you don't get involved, if you don't call in, politicians are going to think it's okay to take your PFD and use it to pay for a bloated government.
And some supporters did call in. During his testimony, Jack Detzel in Delta Junction said he was in favor of the bills.
I believe it's imperative that the legislature right the ship financially and quit spending money. The people that created the permanent fund would be aghast, and the state residents that elected Governor Dunleavy by a wide margin support this, and there's plenty of opportunity for you to consolidate, so I would implore the committee to do those things prior to taking any more dividends from the people.
And Earl Lackey of the Mat-Su said he thought bigger PFDs actually made sense economically.
If we're going to pay out PFDs and with the finances short, it still makes sense because we're going to, by giving out the PFDs now, we're going to jumpstart our economy up here and get things rolling the way they should in the state.
Nevertheless, the majority of testimony given was in favor of state services over a full PFD with back pay. The Senate State Affairs Committee will offer two more opportunities to testify on the PFD bills, Tuesday, March 5th at 6 p.m., and if needed, Thursday, March 7th at 6. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.